Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. The National Alliance on Mental Health estimates that in any given year, approximately 1 in 5 adults in the U.S. experiences mental illness. For youth ages 13 to 18, 1 in 5 experiences a severe mental disorder at some point during their life. But estimates suggest that only about half of people affected receive treatment. Reasons for that are many. One is the stigma associated with mental illness. This Is My Brave is a national nonprofit working to open up the discussion surrounding mental illness, one personal story at a time. Tomorrow, they'll host a performance with more than a dozen storytellers at the LeClaire Auditorium at Notre Dame of Maryland University on North Charles Street. Here to tell us about the show are local producers Phila Hoops and Michelle Wojciechowski. Hoops is also a Reiki practitioner and founder of the online community SurvivorsHaven.com. Her blog is called Soul Paths, The Journey. Welcome to On the Record, Phila.
Hello, Sheila. It's great to be here.
Michelle Wojciechowski is an award-winning writer, author, and humorist, as well as a stand-up comic. Welcome,
yes.
Michelle.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So This Is My Brave is a national organization. Tell us a little about it.
This Is My Brave started in 2011 when the founder, Jennifer Marshall, who was bipolar and a mother, started her blog as Bipolar Mom, writing anonymously. And she got wonderful feedback from other writers who were also sharing their stories of mental illness and their journeys. And after a certain point, she decided to come out of the shadows right under her own name and wound up starting a nonprofit in 2014 called This Is My Brave. Since then, This Is My Brave has produced over 50 unique shows in cities across the United States and Australia. They've featured 700 storytellers offering story, song, comedy, and poetry on their true personal journeys. And they're telling stories about overcoming a range of conditions from depression, anxiety, panic, PTSD, borderline personality disorder, all the way to sexual assault, alcoholism, and substance abuse. So it's a real range and very profound and powerful stories being shared.
How did you get involved in producing the Baltimore performance?
Well, Phila actually saw last year's show, and she decided she wanted to become involved. So when she posted about it on Facebook, she was looking for a co-producer. And I said to my husband, well, I've never co-produced a show. This should be fun. And if I hate it, I only have to do it once. But luckily, I haven't. So that's how I got involved. We knew each other beforehand.
Yeah. Phila, why did you get involved?
Well, I had attended last year's production, and there was a woman speaking there as one of the cast, whom I had known for a number of years as an incredible, powerful, gifted healer. And I had never known her story, and her story was harrowing. And I discovered that it also echoed in some areas my own story, which was quite a profound and powerful experience for me, because the direction that she had wound up taking resembled the direction that I'm hoping to take eventually through my Reiki practice.
Phila, we have a clip from that story that you're referring to from
yes.
Beth. She's talking about living with a mentally and emotionally abusive schizophrenic mother who was undiagnosed until mm-hmm. later. About age 12, Beth turned to drugs and alcohol to numb the pain. And the clip is from when she found herself at a turning point.
In my mid-30s, my journeys led me to visit a shaman who journeyed through a process called soul retrieval to reconnect a part of me that was lost. In shamanism, an ancient form of spiritual healing, it is believed that a part of the human soul is free to leave the body and may do so to protect itself from threatening or dangerous situations, including trauma. The shaman reported that she found my inner 13-year-old hanging from the edge of a vast abyss by her fingertips, which were slowly slipping away. This was the feeling I had most of my life. Hanging by my fingertips on the edge of a vast abyss and slowly slipping away.
It's a powerful story. We have a link to our listeners can hear it online in its entirety. What was your first reaction hearing it on stage?
Well, I had just recently been diagnosed myself with complex PTSD. My story, my background is very different from Beth's. And hearing the path that she had taken toward healing, which also resembled some of the paths that I had taken toward healing. Complex PTSD does not respond to much medication and much mainstream therapy. So consciousness techniques and holistic techniques and as we both found, shamanism do help or have helped us. But I was quite overwhelmed to hear these similarities. And it was incredibly empowering.
Why empowering?
I wanted to pursue a path of becoming a healer. And she had done this. And this was an affirmation that here at the end of everything that she'd been through, she had done this. And so it was possible.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Phila Hoops and Michelle Wojciechowski, co-producers of This Is My Brave Baltimore, an evening of storytelling by individuals living with or loving someone with a mental health condition. So tell us about this year's lineup. What can visitors expect?
I'm actually performing stand-up comedy about living with panic disorder.
That sounds like a challenge.
Yeah.
Living with it sounds like a challenge, but doing stand-up comedy about it.
I had my first panic attack when I was 18, and I had no idea what was happening to me. And with panic disorder, they just come out of nowhere. So it's not necessarily that you think of something that would cause anxiety. You just have a panic attack. So it's basically like experiencing the fight or flight response a lot throughout the day.
Wow.
You know? Luckily, there was a medicine developed, and I was able to take that, and I haven't had a panic attack in 18 years. So there are funny parts about it. I mean, it's like anything else. If you don't find humor in what you've experienced or what you're going through, it makes it all the more difficult.
So you're one of the performers.
Yes.
Tell me about some of the others.
Well, we've got Dan Collins, and he talks about living with depression. We have a young woman named Laura Marshall, who talks about living with cycling bipolar disorder. And she came all the way from Pennsylvania to every one of our rehearsals, to everything that we had, because it was so important to her. We have someone else who's coming from Southern Maryland who's in the cast. That's Rachel Thrasher. And she talks about dealing with abuse that she had with a particular parent and things like that with her father. And so there are a lot of different people talking about everything from OCD to depression to bipolar disorder. Most of them work professionally. And a lot of times you'd never know. You would never know if people didn't come out and say exactly what they were living with. I mean, I've been pretty upfront with it for a number of years because I want to help other people. And in the course of the writing I do, I've interviewed some celebrities who are finally coming out talking about, yes, I have depression, yes, I have anxiety. And I think it's important to get that out and get rid of the stigma. It's ridiculous to have a stigma. I mean, me taking medication to stop panic attacks is similar to someone who has diabetes taking insulin. And that's what my doctor had said to me. I did not want to go on medicine because of the stigma. You know, if you have a mental health issue, suddenly something is horribly wrong with you. And now I stay, stigma schmigma.
Michelle told us a little about her performance, Phila.
Yes.
What will you be performing or how will you be performing?
Well, I won't be doing comedy. But my story is how I had navigated the symptoms of my condition. And then finally, when I happened to find a notebook that my mother had kept detailing some of my father's behavior toward me, which I had blocked. There was a disassociative element to this. I'd blocked a great deal of my childhood. It all came rushing back with all the ferocity of involuntary soul retrieval. And so since then, I've been integrating that child part of myself that had gotten buried and you know, just disassociated for years, and rediscovering the joys that she had and the gifts that she had and integrating them into my life.
Is this performance for all audiences? You've each mentioned elements relating to your own childhood, and I'm just wondering if this is something children should be.
Well, we caution and tell parents to make their own decision. They say that the shows are PG-13, which is basically because of the content. There are some things that are upsetting, but they all end with a hopeful conclusion.
What do you think performers get out of telling their stories to an audience?
I think that when people are able to say, this is who I am, take me or leave me. It's like showing your pink underbelly, so to speak, to the world. And I think that it gives them a feeling of peace. I think that it gives them a feeling of belonging. And it gives them a feeling of, it's okay. So I think that by getting up there and being able to just share your story and make it a lot more natural, acceptable part of who you are, I think it gives people a feeling of peace.
And for so many of the cast, I've heard just over and over again, mentions of wearing a mask or even coming on stage wearing a mask. One cast member comes on wearing a cloak. That there is such an element of hiding who you are because of the stigma. And to take that off, to take off the mask and say, this is my experience, not only brings release to the person, but it also brings release to the people in the audience who are going through their own journeys and wearing their own masks. And they can open up a new conversation, or their family members can open up a new conversation with them and say, you know, I see this happening to you. Is this really what's happening?
So what do you hope audiences will take from the performance tomorrow?
Well, first of all, it's a fun cast and it's a great show. And I'm not just saying that because I'm the co-producer.
We've had
a lot of fun. And that was after the first rehearsal when everyone cried. But because it's emotional. It's an emotional. But I think that they will see how freeing it is for people.
Phila, you're nodding while she's talking. What would you like the audience to take away tomorrow night?
That there's more than one path. That medication works wonderfully for some. For some, it doesn't. Other forms of therapy work wonderfully for some they don't. So we each have to follow our own path and not give up on ourselves.
A lot to think about. I'm grateful to you both for telling us about This Is My Brave. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Phila Hoops and Michelle Wojciechowski are co-producers of This Is My Brave Baltimore, an evening of storytelling by individuals living with or loving someone with a mental health condition. The performance is tomorrow, Saturday, April 6th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at LeClaire Auditorium at Notre Dame of Maryland University, located at 4701 North Charles Street in Baltimore. We have a link to more information at the On the Record page at WIPR.org. I'm Sheila Kass. This is On the Record. After the break, a Stoop story. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Kast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks!